Dr. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Good to hear. When we're not shoveling, when we're not delayed, when we're not behind schedule or trying to cram in shoehorn snow days into non-snow days, it's pretty easy to do this whole school thing, isn't it?
There you go. Yeah, the month of January has been really good to us. You know, whenever you lose a day or two before Christmas, you scringe a little bit and think, boy, you know, you hate that, but like this year. But now we've got to, we're now at the end of January, so we're sitting in pretty good shape. So,
and no one's going to argue about that. And again, we've been talking to local educators. How easy, everybody gets into a good flow then when you're not stop start. Maybe that helps you get that good state rating, huh?
Hey, absolutely. We were really, really excited. As I say, our people, well-deserved. It would have been a week ago, 2 weeks ago yesterday, Monday, that the Department of Ed sent out late on Monday night. It was on Dr. Martin Luther King Day that we received that email that indicated to us that they had recalculated the growth calculation there, and we had originally on the first calculation been an 89.7, and we were right there knocking on the door, and then
recount,
round up,
recount.
I know. Believe me, that's what I was saying. Well, there was two things that were pointed out to them somehow, some way, that were incorrect in the first calculation, and long story short, they recalculated it, and we were well into the A. So what a wonderful honor for all of our folks, our administrators, our teachers, our kids and our parents, everybody, our facilities people, our bus drivers. As I tell them, we're all in this together, and we're all celebrating that together, well deserved. And you know, our several of our buildings had been back and forth, A, B as an individual building consistently for another couple of years, and the last couple of years, and I want to recognize that. But one of the exciting things that really was an extra boost for us was our junior high school. And just 3 years ago, we were sitting at a D, and in between then a C, and the hard work that they have put in has brought that building up to an A, not just an A, but a 96.5.
Well, we know you're not using magic potion out there. What were some of the keys to that turnaround? Because taking it from 60 something to 90 something, that's quite a leap.
It is. It really is. You know, and it starts when Rod Hyde came in as principal, and I had talked to Rod about what our vision was for that building, and you know, my leadership style is give people guidelines and turn them loose and let them do their job. And so Rod had a proven record at South Ripley, turning that building around down there to an A and being a four-star school now 4 years in a row down there. He came in and rearranged the everything from lockers to teachers' classroom assignments, and started the data wall to where every day, every period that the teacher's in there, they see where their kids are at, and what their as far as their scores and how they're improving, and also they have their data meetings and go over each individual kid and focus in on the little things, you know, attention to detail. And that has paid off. And you know how that works out.
If you can't block and tackle, it doesn't matter what your quarterback can do or anything else.
Exactly.
You've got to win up front and do that. And what gets measured gets done. And it's a great story. And it's great that the state has recognized this and has put that big grade on you. Now you just got to do it again, right?
There you go. You know, once you get there, it's hard to stay there, but hey, those are good problems.
We're speaking with Dr. Mike Wilcox, who is the superintendent of schools at Richland Bean Blossom System. And Mike, I want you to talk about something else, because this is really, really important. You got a major grant for your STEM education process. Explain what that is, how much money it is, and how you got that grant, and how you're going to use it.
Exactly. The yes, thank you. The Redevelopment Commission, working with them, we had gone to them, but it all started with the idea of or the them needing to extend the TIF district, and there was 10 years left, and the idea of extending that another 15 or not. Well, I and our board president Dana Kerr and had gone and talked to them, and we said, you know, we're not against it. However, we still got 10 years out, and that you know, comes back in the form to us of cost us of about $240,000 in our capital funds project, and about 6% to our property tax to our landowners here in the townships, so working with them, they went ahead and extended it, but worked with us in coming to them in releasing some of those funds that are supported by taxes back to us in the form of some initiative or so we talked a lot. We thought, what can take our school corporation, as good as we are, what can make us better? What will take us to the next level, and what's going to be in the best interest of our kids? So research shows that in the next number of years, that 17% of science and technology type jobs are going to go unfilled because young people aren't ready to and prepared to take those. So it started out as the acronym STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. We presented that to them, and that would come back to us, and us applying those funds toward STEM STEM coordinators. We have three of those that funds, and we are updating our taking our infrastructure. Technology infrastructure up to the next level to support us taking all this to the next level, so to speak, as far as the emphasis on that. And we have added in, you know, we really feel like an important part of us out here at RBB is the arts. State recognized marching band, all-state marching band program, nationally ranked show choir program, so we added the arts to it. So it's actually STEAM now: science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
STEAM.
We are now beginning year two of 6 years. The RDC has released funds back to us in a total of $1.5 million over those 6 years, and this year. So basically, it comes out somewhere between in the neighborhood of $250,000 to $270,000, and they just approved that at this last month's meeting, and for year number two. And like I said, what that goes for is we have three coordinators, one lead coordinator position that works with our teachers, works with our kids, everything from professional development to leading lessons in the classroom. And like that, and then also additional leftover funding from that goes towards the upgrading of our infrastructure to support the next level of technology and all that we're doing with that. And of course, that carries over to we're looking at we have been previous 4 years we had been iPads from grades 6 through 12. And after 4 years, those were ready to, for the most part, with our older kids to be
coasters.
Upgraded.
You got to turn them into coasters. That's also what you do.
Exactly. So we did the. So we did that. We went with Chromebooks. We did a lot of piloting and research on that. And our 6 through 12, we have Chromebooks now, and we've taken the best of those iPads that are left. Left over, the ones that are low miler, so to speak, and are refurbishing and repurposing those with our kindergarten and first graders.
Great. Keep them right there in there.
Exactly. And then grades 2 through 5, we're doing what we're calling the 2-to-1 initiative, what we're working towards, basically to where if two of us taught fourth grade and one of you guys are doing Indiana history and I'm doing health and science, and you needed those that set for your classroom in the morning, and then I would arrange my teaching schedule to where I would need them in the afternoon. So making maximum use of that technology to where they're not sitting half the day, so to speak. So that set of Chromebooks are being used close to 100% of the time. So we're working towards all that rolled into one. K-12, working to where each student, if they don't have their own, they at least share one with another student through the day, not the same time, obviously, but upgrade infrastructure, and all this will support with our state assessment, whatever that's going to be. This will be a support to where we won't have any problems when it comes that time, and we need to do it all online.
Mike Wilcox is our guest this morning. The doctor checks in with us from RBB. Who's over there teaching Cooper Bibee how to hit half-court shots and win conference championships? How about those J.B. Neal-led Mustangs?
What a great Friday night for Mustang basketball. If you weren't there in person or didn't see it on Twitter, I would encourage you to look it up. We've actually sent it to Dan Dockish, hoping that we could get that on the top 10 plays for SportsCenter. They're at halftime. They're in desperation. We're up maybe six or eight at that point. And at half court, Cooper's got three guys on him and leaning in and underhand scoop shot, three
unbelievable
three-pointer, banks it in. And, of course, we go crazy and we're yelling and for him to count it. And we had, Smithville's there broadcasting it. So we had the instant replay right there, so they counted it. And then the funny thing of it was during the third quarter, I'm standing down there on the end our good buddy Bobby Wampler said, "Fellas, I don't know that we'll ever see that again in our lifetime." And 20 seconds later, Cooper turns around and shot puts a half court one in and nothing but net.
Yeah, there's only triple teamed on that one, so.
Yeah. Oh my! So when those shots are going in, it's your night.
It is, and the Mustangs. You're going to be our featured game on Thursday night. Big derby here in the county. It's Edgewood and North. We'll have chalk talk with both coaches at 7. The tip at 7:30 from the Tom McKinney Court in the Cougar Den. So Mustangs will be on it, and good luck to the wrestlers coming up. Boy, they had a tough one, just out by a half point against South, but they'll have another chance at the regionals this weekend.
Yeah, we had 12 wrestlers in advance this weekend. What a great job. Greg Ratliff and the coaches have done working with those kids and the hard work that they've put in. Obviously, 12 wrestlers, as tough as our area is here with the wrestling competition, what a great accomplishment. We're pretty confident that several of those 12 are going to get down to Evansville.
Absolutely. Make that trip a little easier with that interstate. Those wrestlers go down there
right.
A lot. So, Dr. Mike, we appreciate your time. Great things happening at RBB, and we can't wait to hear you at the end of February to get caught up on what a great month that's going to be. So we thank you for joining us as always.
Thank you guys for all that you do for us. We sure appreciate it. Looking forward to it.